This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. Just gone 10 a.m. on the Joy clock. Now, very excited in the studio today is Camille Pizzino. He, of course, is a dancer on Dancing with the Stars. You know him from that. He's also the face of this year's World Dance Sport Championships, which are due to kick off in late November. Welcome to Joy, Camilla.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm very good. Good to be back in Melbourne.
Yeah, it was a very dull day, unlike Sydney.
Oh, no, it was like 33 degrees yesterday in Sydney.
Don't even tell us about that. Now, just tell us about yourself, first of all. You grew up in Perth, is that correct?
Yeah, Perth boy.
And you won your first dance competition in age 5.
I was 5 years old. It was called Tiny Tots back then.
Of course. So tell us about the time in Perth.
I started dancing literally when I was 5. And my parents used to take me to dance. They put me in dancing and I hated it at first. But then I won my first competition and that's when I decided that's what I wanted to do.
And you moved to Sydney?
And then, moved to Sydney for a bit and then to London when I was 14, 15 years old.
Wow, that's quite a young age to move to London.
Yeah, I was there for about 10 years.
So what happened in London?
What happened? I grew up very fast. So I was there by myself. I lived with a family. So my family was still in Perth.
Okay.
So I grew up very fast in London.
And you won a few competitions in the UK, didn't you?
Yes.
What did you win?
We have like a bit of a Grand Slam. Yeah. That's like the British Championship is the most prestigious competition in the world. And I won that and also the International Championships.
So. And you specialise in Latin?
Yeah, I like the Latin American, the sexier. Okay.
So your Luda must get on quite well.
Very well. Actually, Luda taught me how to drink vodka, so.
Of course. Now, the World Dance Sport Championships, my cousins are both dancers, and they have been over to this a few times over the years. I've actually tagged along a couple of times, and it's really, really fun. So tell us about the Dance Sport Championships.
It's a great... So this year, besides we have the Australian Championships, but also we have the World Championships this year in Melbourne at Hisense. So, it's about 600 couples will be participating over the weekend.
Wow, okay.
Yes. And you're talking about the best of the best in the world are coming to Melbourne.
At the moment, who's at the top of the ladder as far as dance goes?
So the Italians are very good.
Okay, yeah, ones to watch out for.
Yeah, the Italians are the ones to watch out for. But then you also got the Australians are very strong this year as well. We have two Australian couples in the World Championships and they'll be competing in it as well.
What about the Americans? Are they still...
The Americans are good. They're good at more the Latin American.
Okay.
Yeah, the World Championships is more the standard, which is a waltz, a tango, the foxtrot.
Is there much support in this country for dance?
It is.
Obviously, with Dancing with the Stars, it's created an awareness and more of a platform. But as far as financial incentives go, you know what I mean?
It is getting better. Like, it is getting better. Like, 10 years ago, there was not really much financial support for the couples. So we had to fund our own trips to London and to go to World Championships. But now there are more government grants and the government's getting involved and there's a lot more money now for the dancers. You know, because there's a lot of travel and we are so far away in Australia. So a lot happens in Europe and in America.
And those costumes don't cost... they're quite expensive to make, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like... the costume's up to $3,000-$4,000 for one dress. That's a lot of rhinestones.
So any people out there that are in business, they want to support some dance,
yes.
get involved. You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My special guest this morning is Camille Pizzino, dancer on Dancing with the Stars and the face of this year's World Dance Sport Championships. Now, Camille, you can get the tickets, can't you, from ticketek.com.au?
Yeah, through Ticketek. And this is an event not to be missed. It's like Dancing with the Stars on steroids. It's sexy, it's hot, it's sweaty.
And it's the World Championships as well.
Yes.
So there's talent from all over the world. Now, talking of talent, Dancing with the Stars, you have been involved in six seasons.
I just finished.
It's crazy. And you have teamed up with, I mean, the cream of the cream of Nolene Brown was your first.
Nolene Brown, yes.
She was fabulous. I loved Nolene. Of course, Kylie Gillies from The Morning Show. Tamara Jaber, ex of Carl Sanderlands. Laura Bingle, and this year, Kerri-Anne Kennelly. Now, we should ask, how is Kerri-Anne?
She's great. We speak to each other every day, see each other. I live right around the corner from her, so yeah, she pops over for a cheeky wine every now and then. But she's all in the clear.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Fitter and healthier than ever.
Because, I mean, when you were on the show, you were obviously very upset when she, I mean, she's such a strong woman. And she's so, I mean, she's so inspirational because, I mean, watching that show that night, I was just like, oh my God, you know. I mean, Kerri-Anne is just a world, as an Australian treasure. She's amazing, you know, and for her to go through that and to create awareness was fantastic, you know, and I'm so glad that she's all in the all clear. That's
amazing. She was so strong. Like, even the morning when she found out, you know, she had to go and co-host a morning show with Larry and did, you know, two and a half hours of live TV, and she just found out the night before.
She's a pro.
She just went out there and did it, and no one would have known a thing.
Now, tell us about Dancing with the Stars, because we tune in every Sunday or Sunday,
Sunday night,
and it's about 2.5 hours of great live TV, dancing and stuff. What happens during the week and the lead up to that moment?
Well, what happens is we train in Sydney and we fly to Melbourne to do the live shows.
Yeah.
But we rehearse up to 6-7 hours a day.
Wow.
So it's 7 days a week, non-stop. So we do Monday to Friday, 6-7 hours. We've got a camera guy there, so it's always a camera in your face. And then we fly down to Melbourne on Saturday, and then on Sunday we do the live show, and then back to Sydney on Monday morning and back to the studio.
It must be exhausting.
It is. And when you do that, we have a 5-week period before the show where we rehearse, and then the show runs for 10 weeks.
What's the biggest problem that the celebrities face when you teach them dancing? What's the number one thing that they all have problem with?
I think the number one thing is they're not used to, you know, dancing is using your body differently, you're using your brain differently, you're trying to remember choreography. And because we have such a small time to teach them, you really have to cram in so much information into them that they can start getting confused, and they're learning two dances at once, and it's really difficult. And then they got to go out there, the guys have got to put on these tiny tight pants, and, you know, the girls in these...
Which we love.
Yeah, and then the girls are like in these revealing outfits, and they're not used to being exposed like that.
And the judges, of course, Helen Ritchie and James Horner and Josh Horner. James
I'll
Horner
have to
tell
him that one. I call him James.
And of course, Todd McKinney. And what do they like to work with?
We don't see much of them. I stay clear of them.
But obviously, you know Helen Ritchie because she's an adjudicator at a lot of these dance events as well. Yeah. She's a judge and also a dance teacher.
Yeah, and she's very, she's like almost like an icon in the ballroom world.
Of
like, she's
she
won the British Championships, and you know, she's done really well with her husband. They dance together.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is again Lesbian Radio Station, and I have to ask in front of all the boys out there, they all want to know, are you single, Camille?
I am single.
There you go, boys. I've done my job. He's single, all right. Now, you're on Twitter and Facebook, aren't you?
I am on Twitter.
So on Twitter, you're on.
Is Carmelo with one L. Everyone spells my name with two L's.
Oh, so
it's not Caramello, it's Carmelo 001.
And on Facebook?
Is just Carmelo 001.
Easy breezy. So get on Facebook and Twitter and like and follow Carmelo. Now, if you're the face of the 2012 World Dance Sport Championships, you can get tickets from Ticketek right now.
Yep, right now.
And that's coming up from November 26th to December 3rd. It's going to be great.
Yeah, so the Sunday night's the World Championship.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
I'll be there the whole weekend. So
if you want to go and see Camille, make sure you get your ticket.
Come and have a drink and have a dance.
Thank you so much for coming in to Joy this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's been great chatting with you. And all the best for Dancing with the Stars and, of course, the Dance Sport Championships.
Yeah, so next year you want to do Dancing with the Stars. We need all the support and get the votes happening.
Yes,
I've nearly won 3 times, but I've never won.
I'll make sure of that next year.
Yes.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.